Chodesh Tov, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. It's not static or an issue with your phone. I have laryngitis, so I apologize for the audio. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day. On Yom Shlishi, the 30th day of the month of Shvat, and already the first day of the month of Adar, Yom Revi'i, in Eretz Yisrael, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin B'Simcha, may we be blessed with much Simcha throughout this month and beyond. On behalf of EOU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, apologize, and introduce Rabbi Nachi Klein of the Young Israel of Northridge in Northridge, California, to share words of Derech Chizuk. Following Rabbi Klein's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, and moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew, followed by its English translation, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, and finally we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Klein will pause for about 30 seconds that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Today's program is dedicated in loving memory of our dear friend, Ari Lifshitz, Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, who tragically passed away last night. Ari lived a life of purpose, courage, and quiet heroism. As a devoted husband and father, a beloved son and brother, and a loyal friend, he gave fully of himself to those he loved. As an EMT, he spent his life running towards others in their most vulnerable moments. Even in his own illness, Ari showed remarkable strength and resolve, meeting every challenge with determination. May Ari's memory be a blessing. May his life continue to inspire strength, compassion, and love in all who were touched by him. I just want to share personal notes of my own Hakaras HaTov, of my own gratitude for the past year or so, many times on the call itself, including yesterday. I've mentioned Ari's name, Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, on the call. And I'm deeply grateful to all of you for davening for him. And I have no doubt that our tefillos made an impact. They made a difference. I really just want, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to all of you for all of your tefillos, for all of your prayers. With that, b'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Klein.
Thank you very much, Reverend Naftali. And you should have a refuah shleima. And this should be the neshamas Ari Lifshitz. I want to share with you an idea for the month of Adar from Moshe Shapiro, so we can gain some insight into the Simcha of Adar, into preparing us for Purim, and as well for the month after Nisan and Pesach. Moshe Shapiro points out the idea that the month of Nisan is marumas in the word nes. This we can always understand, that the idea of a nes is the concept of giloy, something which is revealed, a miracle is revealed. So the month of Nisan represents the idea of nisim, the concept of something being revealed. And the word nes itself, as we know, we have in our Shemona Esrei, which is the word nes, although we refer to it as a miracle, it also refers to that of a banner. And a banner is something that we hold up high and stands and everyone can see it. It's something begiloi, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Nes l'hisnoses, a banner that should be able to reveal itself to others, or Pasuk in Yeshayah, similar, says Rosh Shapiro, that the concept of Nes really means to elevate, to bring up, so it should be open for everyone to see. And of course, the month of Nisan is a month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which has the element of what we know as Giloy Panim, the concept of Hashem revealing himself to us. In contrast, though, says Moshe Shapiro, the month that precedes it is the month of Adar. The month of Adar is entirely opposite of the month of Nisan, whereas Nisan is revelation and Giloy, Adar is entirely concealed. And one of the proofs that he used from the word Adar is that we have it by Esav. When referring to Esav's birth, he is kulo ka'aderet seyar. Aderet, this idea, he is covered over. Esav is covered over in hair. As Unklos points out, a glim, it's like a cloak. It's covered over, it's concealed. The month of Adar is concealed, and this everyone is, most people are famously familiar with the Gemara in Chulin, which tells us that Esther min haTorah minayin, where do we know that Esther is hinted to in the Torah? Pasuk in Vayelech, Vanochi haster aser espaneh bayomahu, and I will surely conceal myself on that day. That Esther represents hiddenness, as we know the whole story of the Megillah, Hashem's name is not mentioned, and we don't really see the revelation of Hashem in the month of Adar. So Adar and Nisan actually are back-to-back, we'll call it brothers and sisters, of concealment to revelation. And Rosh Shapiro points out, why is it that Hallel is not said on Purim, if it's a time of tremendous miracles? And the reason why that Hallel is not said on Purim is simply because the Gemara in Megillah says, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're no longer slaves to Paro. Now we're just Avdei Hashem. We're servants to Hashem. But can you say that about Purim? Even after the Purim story, and everybody is saved, and this great miracle, tremendous salvation, but then we live again in our lives under the reign of Ahasuerus. And so therefore, there's no hollow there. So fundamentally, we look at these 2 months, even though we talk about Purim and great Simcha, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Simcha, but in fact, it's a Hester time. It's a time of hiddenness. So let's share what this hiddenness really is, and why this hiddenness brings us to a place of joy, to a place of hope, to a place of excitement. So there's a fascinating Rashi, and that Rashi is in Parshas Mishpatim. It's actually 2 Rashis, and I never saw it, even though I saw it before. Maybe you've seen it as well. So we're familiar with the famous Nasa V'Nishma statement, we will do and we will listen, that the Jewish people shared at Har Sinai. Well, this is coming in Mishpatim, at the end of Mishpatim. But prior to Nasa V'Nishma, there's another statement said by Bnei Yisrael, and that is Nasa. What's the difference between Nasa and Nasa Benishma? We will do, and then we'll do and we will listen. So if you go into Mishpatim, in Shmos, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Moshe goes and tells over, Vayisaper es Moshe, es kol divrei Hashem. Moshe tells over all the words of Hashem, and all the laws, and all the people respond, kol achad vayomru, kol advar mesher, divrei Hashem Nasa, all those things that Hashem says, we will do. That's pretty exciting. I didn't know there was something greater than we will do. Well, we know about 4 psukim later is going to be Nasa V'Nishma. What changed? What changed? Where first says Nasa, and then later on it says Veikach Sefer Bris. Moshe took the Book of the Covenant. He read it amongst the people, and they said everything that says Nasa V'Nishma we will do and we will listen. What changes over here? What changes between Nasa and Nasa V'Nishma? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us, you know what happened by Nasa? Moshe goes to tell the people all the things that are going on, and they said, we'll do it. What are those things that he told over? He told them over the 7 mitzvos of Noach, the 7 Noachide laws. He also told them Shabbos, Kibbutz of Ein, Paraduma, laws. All those things that were given at Mara, he told that over to the Jewish people. And they said, you know what, we'll do it. Basically, I'm giving you laws. I'm giving you laws. That's what I'm going to do. But then something changes by Nasa V'Nishma. And in order for us to understand what changes by Nasa V'Nishma, before we read that Rashi, we'll explain to you another Rashi. And that's the beginning of Chumash. In the beginning of Chumash, Rashi says that the fact is, Amar Rav Yitzchak, the Torah did not need to start with Bereishis. It could have just started from Achodesh Azalachem, the first mitzvah given over to the Jewish people when we're about to walk out of Egypt. Because that's really at the beginning of our mitzvos. So why do we start from the beginning of Bereishis? Because Koach Maisav Higid La'amo, Hashem wants you to show the strength of his actions that he told to his nation to give them a nachalas goyim, to give them an inheritance. What does that mean? Because if the nations complain about us, that we're stealing the land, we can say, you know what, the world is Hashem's, you agree to that, in the beginning of Bereishis, all of creation, and then Hashem gave it to us. So really, Rashi in the beginning tells us that Nisan is in fact the start of the Torah for us. HaChodesh HaZalachem. But we need the rest of the Torah for another purpose. And what is that purpose? And that's where Rashi and Mishpatim comes to tell us over here. The next Rashi and Mishpatim is, what did Moshe do that caused Bnei Yisrael to say Nasa Benishma? And that is, he gave the Sefer HaBris. He took the Book of the Covenant and he read it before them. What is the Book of the Covenant? The Book of the Covenant is from Bereishis Ad Matan Torah U'mitzvah Shenestavu B'mara. You know what he gave them? He gave them the history lesson of the Jewish people from the beginning of Bereishis. And this is what it means over here. It's true, when it comes to mitzvot observance, we can start from Nisan. That's where it's all about. But if you want to truly understand what the Torah is about, and you really want to connect Hashem, it's where you comes everything before that, that which is all hidden, which we don't necessarily understand, and that is from the beginning of creation. That's what it is. There's no hollow there, because we don't really see it with us. But ultimately what we're really seeing is the history lesson, and it's the bigger picture, not just the revelation, not just the overt miracles, not just those wonderful moments, those, we'll call them the honeymoons, and all the amazing experiences that we have. It's all the things that led up to it. That is what makes Nisan so powerful. And that is truly what others is about, the Aderet Seyar. When you see the covering over, when you see the hiddenness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is truly where you're going to see the nature of Hashem. But more than that, you're going to see the bigger picture of your life as part of Klal Yisrael from the beginning of time until now. From Bereishis all the way till now, that's when you're going to see it. That's when it's going to be a sign for all the nations, not just you, the Jewish people, not just the miracles, but all the nations are going to see from beginning of time until now. And this is what it means for us, that we are part of something bigger, and we can hold on to this idea in the month of Adar, that the simcha that we have is that every moment of our lives is not necessarily about the fireworks shows, it's not necessarily about the overt miracles, it's about the beginning, all the way until now is what makes up our lives and makes up our simcha. Misha nichnas Adar marben besimcha gives us this tremendous power to be able to see this. And that should be a zechus for all of us. As we come into Adar, you can look back from the beginning of your life, from the beginning of Bereishis. That's what brings you to Na'aseh V'Nishma. When you read the Sefer HaBris, when you see all the things that started from creation, including Adam and Noah and Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, and all of Klal Yisrael and slavery till Matan Torah, now I can really accept the Torah, and now I see the biggest picture of all of that. And that should be the brach of us in our month of Adar, to see that simcha, look at everything in that tremendous, miraculous way. We're going to continue with Tehillim. And following Tehillim, we'll say the Mishaber. Let us begin with Tehillim Chaf. Say it out loud. You can say it along with me, followed by 121 and 130. So Tehillim Chaf begins. Alam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid Yanchad Nabi Yamzor Yisagev Hashem El Yaakov Yishach Ezrach HaMikodesh Mitzin Yisadeka Yitzkor Kol Menchosecha Velas Chidash Nesela Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Koreinu. We continue with Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shir Lamahalos Esayinai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezimim Adonai Yosei Shamayim Vaoretz Ayitein Lamod Raglecha Yanum Shomrecha Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzecha Yad Yiminecha Yom HaMashamesh Lo Yakeka V'Yerech V'Layla Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra Yishmaras Nafshecha Adonai Yishmar Tzitzcha V'Echa Me'atah V'Yad Olam. And Tehillim 130, Kuf Lamed, Shir HaMalos, Mimamakim, Kresicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tienas Necha Kashuvos, Kol Tachanunai, Imavonos Tishmoyo, Adonai Miyamor, Kimcha Tzicha Laman Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai, Kiviso Nafshi, Vedvaro Chalti, Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai ha-chesed v'arbeim ovedus, v'yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. We'll now recite Misha Berach for Cholim, all those in need of refuah shleima, and any other yeshuas that they have. Misha Berach, Avosein, Avrim, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivrach, Rezav, Rav, Yitzchak, Cholim, Vanitzrochim. Bavor shanu itein b'ina d'staka b'avram b'sfarzak d'shruchim alei rachm aleihem lachum amravosam lachzikam lachiyosam yishlach lem mehira forshlem amin shanam l'chol avarem l'chol gideihem sof shachal yisof pruas ha-nefesh rufu asagov ha-shtav ha-glom z'man kariv v'namar amein.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Klein. Great to have you back on the program. Thank you for your good wishes. We certainly look forward to having you back on the program again in the year to Hashem, in the near future. For those who called in late, I have laryngitis. I apologize for the sound. I am having a hard time getting stuff out. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these difficult times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, and strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Chodesh Tov. Mishenichnas Adar. Marbim Lifnas.